Representatives of businesses, environmental groups, farmers, and labor unions held a state capitol press conference to make a final push for the plan before the assembly considers it. Forrest Seal of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers was among those who spoke. He was a member of the governor's global warming task force that was formed a few years ago to study the issue.
A lot of work's been done on this bill, and I think where we are right now is this is going to be good for manufacturing, good for construction, good for operations, and good for ratepayers, because in the long run, this will benefit ratepayers.
The revised version of this plan that was unveiled last week could also be good for unions. A provision was added to require any efficiency projects to be built under state labor standards, which include wage and health care requirements. Assembly sponsor Spencer Black of Madison says he believes the bill will have enough votes to pass when it's taken up tonight, but it has to pass both houses of the legislature.
And the problem is unquestionably in the Senate.
So far, the Senate committee considering this bill has yet to give it a vote, with the session scheduled to end Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker has said he's concerned the plan will raise utility rates. Black disputes that.
He did not have facts to back up his assertions when he opposed it.
Black cites an analysis by the Public Service Commission showing that ratepayers will save money under this plan, regardless of what happens with federal global warming legislation. Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce and other business groups disagree, and the paper industry has said the plan could force it to close plants in Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.